With the Old Breed at Peleliu in Okinawa is a World War II memoir by Eugene Sledge, a U.S. Marine, first published in 1981. The memoir is based on notes that Sledge took and kept tucked away in a pocket-sized New Testament that he carried with him during battles in which he fought at Peleliu in Okinawa. The book formed part of the basis of the 2007 Ken Burns documentary, The War, as well as the 2010 HBO miniseries, The Pacific. Sledge holds nothing back in his descriptions of his haunting experiences, such as that in the following passage. In disbelief, I stared at the face as I realized that the Japanese had cut off the dead Marine's penis and stuffed it into his mouth. My emotions solidified in a rage and a hatred for the Japanese beyond anything I had ever experienced. From that moment on, I never felt the least pity or compassion for them, no matter what the circumstances. My comrades would field-strip their packs and pockets for souvenirs and take gold teeth, but I never saw a Marine commit the kind of barbaric mutilation the Japanese committed if they had access to our dead. Sledge, while condemning the insanity of war and deploring its bloodletting, did not deny that there is often a reason for it, and that a deep love results for those who share its burdens, as is indicated in the following passage. War is brutish, inglorious, and a terrible waste. Combat leaves an indelible mark on those who are forced to endure it. The only redeeming factors were my comrades' incredible bravery and their devotion to each other. Marine Corps training taught us to kill efficiently and to try to survive, but it also taught us loyalty to each other and love. That esprit de corps sustained us. The Wall Street Journal named With the Old Breed one of the top five books on epic 20th century battles. The New York Review of Books said, of all the books about the ground war in the Pacific, this is the closest to a masterpiece. My own reaction to the book With the Old Breed can be summed up in Sledge's concluding paragraph as follows. Until the millennium arrives and countries cease trying to enslave others, it will be necessary to accept one's responsibilities and to be willing to make sacrifices for one's country, as my comrades did. As the troops used to say, if the country is good enough to live in, it's good enough to fight for. With privilege goes responsibility.